Go. Welcome to the latest episode of Easy with Francidi. We're back after 2 weeks. Hopefully we're going to give you some great insight into our special deep dive training talk, which is on off-road running. As usual, we're going to hear from Richard about his training, how he's getting on in Nashville, and then you'll hear from me. Have we made progress? Are we any nearer to our competitive goals, or are we just going around in circles? We'll find out shortly. So, Richard, how are you? How's it going?
I'm doing well, Damien. Thanks. I've had an interesting couple of weeks, I'd say.
Okay.
So, after we spoke 2 weeks ago, I drove to Atlanta, which is a four-hour drive.
Whew.
And I was just there to work for the week. And lo and behold, my right hip caused me problems after, 2.5 hours of driving.
Yeah.
And I did exercise in Atlanta. So I was there for like 6 days. I was very busy. So that was the first week, and drove back another 4 hours, and my hip was really, really not good.
Jeez.
So not the end of the world. I just worked with the foam roller every single day on my right hip, and it's actually doing really well now. So much so that my left hip is now the problem, because I realized how there's still an issue on the other side. So it helped me get running. So on Wednesday of this week, I went around with the group again, just for 2.5 miles or so. And body was in one piece. Thursday, Friday, I just carried on foam rolling, stretching, and doing a few glute exercises. And Saturday morning, I ran again with the group for 20 minutes. And the hills hit me in the backside, but that was okay. And then today, this morning, Sunday, I ran for 40 minutes, and it was really good. It was a really big difference. I think I'm just now benefiting from looking after my body a bit more. So I was really happy with this weekend of running, and I'm optimistic about with a way to look after my hips and back to get me just knocking out 20 to 40 minutes. Day.
The 40. So when you ran with the group, how long did you run with the group then when you first came back?
Oh, 20 minutes. 25
20 minutes.
That's
okay.
What it was.
And that felt okay. And then the 40 minutes, didn't feel it was too much of a jump to 40 straight away, or did you feel?
No, a couple of reasons why. The 40 minutes I did this morning was down on the grass at the airfield. It was pan flat.
Okay. Yeah.
It was below my control. So the pace was my control. And right now I'm still suffering with, which is why I'm doing glute exercises. When I'm going up hills, whatever's happening in my body is not quite right, because I get really tired in my calves. So we're going up and down hills and on the road and whatever paces. So it's not as consistent. So running by myself is, I can get a lot more in and feel a lot better about it.
Okay. This question is probably a fairly obvious answer. Is the 5K in a couple of weeks, is that are you going to put that on hold? What's the?
Yeah, I've got to enter for it.
Okay.
I'm still annoyed at how much it cost. But, it's still in my head. I have to enter the race. If I don't do it, I'll do another one. I'm not averse to racing. I just, I can't, $59 for a 5K.
Yeah.
It's completely ridiculous. Worst case scenario, I knock out a hard 5K of the airfield. And just,
Exactly. Yeah. You think like with the park runs that you can just go and do for free in many countries around the world, and $59.
I'm spoiled,
Well, good. Good that you, glad that you sort the hip out and have got some. Back on the treadmill, as they say, so that's good. And hopefully, at least do a 5K time trial soon, on time.
What about you, Damien?
So when we last talked, I believe that I was taking a rest. I'm just pulling up the training now. So that would have been the... I think I talked about I'd run and it still wasn't right. So I was planning on taking about a week off. I did take a week off. Plenty of cross training as usual, just keeping strong in the gym, ability. I started back last Sunday. And I thought I'd listen to you. You had some sound advice where I shouldn't really be looking at the runs as fitness. It's more as testing the calf and seeing whether there's reaction and using that as a building block. So I cut back a bit. I thought I'd just go for 20 minutes. So what I did was just 15 minutes and light drills, a couple of strides. And I just did 6 minutes at the comfortably hard pace. It's half marathon effort. And then jog back. So that was okay. It was good. Cross train the evening. Then this week, I've managed to run four times. It's not perfect, I must admit, but so Tuesday I did a run with some strides and 2 4-minute bursts. That was okay. A little bit reaction, but nothing. The key thing is the next day it was okay. And then for some reason, Thursday wasn't. Yeah, actually, I went downhill skiing. It was fine. I came back and I ran really slowly in the evening. That was okay. Then I did sort of 2 hours skiing Friday. Again, there's no issues when I ski. And yesterday I went out for, I pretty much did the same run as I did on Tuesday. So 2 warm-ups and drill strides. I did a few more strides this time, actually. And 2 by 4 minutes again with a 1 minute break. Again, it's not perfect, but it's definitely a lot better than it has been. And then I ran this evening, and it didn't get worse. It was tight to start with. It didn't get worse. Generally speaking, when I tried to come back, the pattern has been I do a couple of runs and then I run through an issue which gets worse as the run progresses. This did not get worse. It stayed about the same. And I put that down to, I did try to just go, I went off road a bit, as much, slightly some undulations as well. And the tightness was there most of the day, in fairness. And I think I put that down to, I did a fair bit of sort of deep massage yesterday, and it's in the spot I was trigger pointing. So I'm hoping, and I'm pretty sure that was what the issue, the tightness was, and it wasn't getting worse. So it's still a good first week of running. I have the appointment with the doctor next Thursday, which I'm hoping to get an MRI scan just to rule out anything else. But the same issues are that the run I did, not today, but yesterday, was it just kept shifting. The point of irritation was shifting from the calf to the shin and around. It doesn't stay in one place. And then it eases up. It's fine. So I walked a lot yesterday. It was tight to start with. I walked and it was fine. So, yeah, I did realize that I wasn't doing a lot of tibialis anterior posterior strengthening. I've been focusing on the calf quite a bit. So I've just introduced a bit of band work with those two muscles as well. And we'll see if that makes a difference. Yeah, so solid first week, but I've managed to get through weeks before. It's whether I can get to a second week and a third week and have some progression without having to sort of go, take one step forward, two steps back. It's good.
So
it's good.
Getting some work like on the muscle itself helped, is what I hear.
Say that again.
Getting some work done on the muscle itself, just, massage, that helped?
I think the problem is I'm not always so consistent with it, so I've got to be careful when I do it that I, just wary of how much I've done and not to overdo it. So I didn't go too deep yesterday, but it still was probably, in hindsight, that was a bit too deep, considering I hadn't done too much on it this week. So I do bits, but I just need to be a bit more consistent with it. So it seems to help, and just doing some stretching mobilization on it most nights as well. So
are you doing it yourself, or are you going to see
I'm doing it myself. I can't afford to do it, get someone else to do it, it's too expensive. And whatever they're going to do to me, I can pretty much do myself. It's nothing. Yeah. I need
have you
to
worked
find...
on any muscles? Have you worked on muscles other than around the calf?
As in massage or strengthening or stretching? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to. Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, I say it's because I always found that I had like chronic calf problems. And really, it was just other muscles higher in the chain that weren't working. Still the case now. And I would always get into this cycle of working on the specific muscle, ad infinitum, you know. So I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm just wondering whether, there's precursors, right?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I think I'm aware of my lack of strength around the core and the trunk. So I'm trying to address that. That's got better. It's still not brilliant. I know my hips are not particularly mobile. So I generally start with the lower back, hips. So I try and loosen those off first. But I do think I have a slightly tilted pelvis, and it's something I need to continue to work on. So, yeah, I it wouldn't surprise me there is some, it's not just the calf, it's kind of, it's interlinked. And when I have seen a chiropractor, then he has treated the lower back and the hips, and that has alleviated some of the tightness in the calf. So, but there definitely is an issue in the calf as well.
I guess my question is, at what point do you go and see somebody else about it to get, some help at some point? Does that point exist? And if it does, when?
Yeah, well, I have seen someone, but I don't, like, in terms of how I've managed the issue and how it keeps reoccurring after rest. Maybe it's my opinion is that if I see someone, it's just, they're just going to, I think it needs a scan. That's my hunch.
Okay.
That's my hunch, yeah. Just with the weight. We've both had calf issues before. Generally, you have a calf issue, you rest it, build back up, it doesn't keep reoccurring. I'm not, it's half an hour runs. That's not something that should be too taxing, even 20 minutes. So it seems to be responding a bit more to a slightly conservative approach now. It's whether I can continue to run this week and then go into the following week as well. So it's kind of, if I can string more than 2 weeks together, that's the key, because it's been 2 weeks and then I have to drop off again and build. So, but I am also, I'm doing a fair bit of cross training, and that's probably not always helping, but it's good for me to do it, but I'm trying not to use the legs as much. I'm doing more sort of ski erg stuff. So that's less, just giving the calf a rest and the leg muscles a rest. I'm hopeful that I can build on it, but we'll see. It's just frustrating.
No, I understand. Well, hopefully the MRI will give some kind of diagnosis.
Ideally that, I see the doctor and he says the MRI is in a couple of weeks, and then hopefully the problem just resolves itself, which might happen as well. But we'll see. We'll see the scan. We'll show anything. Very quickly, you did ask about seeing someone else. There doesn't seem to be many lower limb specialists in Stockholm. So that's another issue that are available. So yeah, we'll see. Okay, so you've heard enough of my training. Four runs done. Richard done two. So we're still building up. But we're going to talk about...
I've done three runs.
You've done three? Oh, my God, I did you disservice. I am sorry. You did three. Yeah. If I hadn't run today, we would have been tied. We would have been tied, Richard. So, yeah.
Oh, man. Terrible.
I apologize.
No, I've done three, not two.
Okay, right. So we're going to go on to our next topic, which is, the deep dive training talk. We're going to talk about off-road running. So my view of off-road running, having spent most of my formative years in England, where there's quite a lot of mud, a lot of runs are done off-road. When I say a lot, probably at least 25% of my runs, a lot of my longer Sunday runs would be off-road. And the conditions really depend on how much rain there is. And it can be a fair bit of rain in the UK. And the surface in the UK, kind of like the clay surface, the water just it just sits on the surface and it just gets wetter and wetter. So maybe some people think of mud as just a little splosh of mud, but we're talking about maybe shin deep mud in some points, and racing over the distance in a cross country as well. It's strong. It does build your strength. So like the way I look at off-road running is, first of all, it's wonderful to just be in nature, and it's great to get that relaxation away from just running on the road. The changes in terrain that you get just being off-road are fabulous. That you've got woods, you've got roots, you've got hills, you've got thicker mud, slightly deeper, not so thick mud. So there's constant. It's quite a lot of concentration as well. So there's a lot of changing. You're changing direction a lot. It's quite a bit of agility as well, and a lot of strength. And I found personally, what once you if you are used to it and you progress the how much running you're doing off road gradually, and you have the right footwear as well, because there's the injury risk of wearing trainers and having either turning ankles or straining groins, hamstrings. Once you get over that, then there's a great deal of benefit to running off road. You don't go as quickly, but you get the you can get the heart rate up, and it's a wonderful training tool to support the other training you're doing. Of course, we can talk about how specific the training is. If you are training for cross country, then running off road is quite essential. If you're not, then you can use it as a supplement to the other running you're doing to take the load bearing off the running on road a lot. Well, I'll tell you, I'll come back to my other thoughts on road running, but we'll let Richard come in there. So, Richard, what are your thoughts on off-road running?
Yeah, if I never ran on the road, I'd be happier. It's pretty simple. I was lucky to live near a beautiful park and like just places to run, tow paths, well trodden paths, grass. Give me 10 runs, I'll do 10 of them on the grass and in the hills and on the tow paths. I'll do none of them on the road. The only reason I ever ran on the road is because it's too dark to run in the parks. And I've always been surprised at people avoiding mud and puddles. It's like you're outside, just run through it. I mean, there's obviously, sometimes the puddles are a bit deep, but whatever. If you know the terrain, it's not a problem. So I literally can't find a reason to run on the road. Well, no, I can. I take that back. The only reason I can find to run on the road is if I'm training for a marathon and doing specific marathon pace work, or tempo work, or I've got like if the terrain is just so challenging, you can't run at whatever 6:30 pace, right? If you're restricted so much by speed, then I think perhaps there's a case for finding better terrain. I hate running on the road. And that's a lot of what it is in the US here. And it's really, really boring. And it does hurt more.
I couldn't agree more, and I think very similar to you. Like you were very lucky to brought up in Watford Cashbury Park, which is endless fields, and you went to uni in Oxford, endless fields, off-road routes that you just go on for miles and miles and miles, or cave and cave and cave. And same as you, I Pinner, Northwest London. I had Ruislip Woods to 10 miles, and then I had Roxbourne Park, 10 miles worth of grass. It was just wonderful to have that on your doorstep. Then there were numerous others within, a slightly longer jog run away. I think, like coming to Stockholm, where I am, there is some smaller woods around, but they are quite kind of more gravelly, what people would say trail running. We'll come on to that in a second. And not so long. So maybe looking at a couple of two or three miles, you have to run that, and it takes a while to get there. I do agree that I would love to run off road much more. But the things you've put, the points you made about needing to run quickly with good form, and relating it to a road race, even track race, then that's where there needs to be a kind of a compromise.
Yeah, I'll say that, I was brought up running before Strava, right? So I never worried how far I ran. I never actually knew how far I ran.
Because there were
no pedometers. Either. So it was all to time. So I had a reference if I was going a route, but I really couldn't care less how fast the run was. And I know the road is considerably faster, and people might be sitting there thinking, I want to run at this pace or that pace.
Yeah.
And therefore choose terrain accordingly. That was never something that crossed my mind. I simply enjoy running on grass. There's an airfield near me where I was running this morning, and there's some trails in the back, and every single piece of greenway, as they call it, is actually a tarmac cycle path, right? Has about 3 feet of dirt to the side. I always run on the dirt unless there's too much camber. But the point just about speed. There's a lot to be said for doing sessions off-road and cross-country season, and sessions perhaps on the road during the track season, if you want to avoid the track but do long reps, for example, right?
It's just the point you made about going, not worrying about pace, and that's the beauty of going to woods. And you just go, I'm running for 60 minutes. I know where 30 minutes is. I know roughly a 6 minute loop. You just run. And that run over this course of a winter will change due to the conditions on the foot. And you're just listening to it completely at one with nature. You listen to it, you can hear your footsteps, you can breathe the fresh air. There's no noise and no distraction. And it's such a pure, pure form of running. The point I wanted to make was, again, it's slightly anecdotal, but I did remember listening to a foot specialist talk about how a lot of overuse injuries are caused by continuing running on the same surface. And that being that if you run on the same surface, you're more likely to use for your foot to contact the same points in the ground. And by varying the surfaces you're running, so it could be track, road, it could be off-road, that reduces your chance of picking up overuse injuries. This thing could be said for footwear. We can come on to that on another deeper training talk. And I did want to say that, we were both running off-road. We used to call it off-road. And people have been running off-road for years. And then there has been the craze of trail running. And I remember saying, what is trail running? Surely that's just off-road. It's become a craze. It's trail runs, and they've become ultra races, which is great. Maybe it's found a new audience. But traditionalists would just say it's cross-country. Cross-country? It's either dry cross-country or it's muddy cross-country. But yes. Anything else you want to add, Richard?
No, not really. I think the main thing for me I come back to again is I literally just enjoy running off-road more. I've never felt a penalty as an athlete to running off-road. I don't think it's about performance per se, except in the niche of I'm building towards the race on the surface specifically. And, that's the kind of short-term sort of priming, as it were, of how do I want to feel and what do I want to get used to in the short term? And I think if someone enjoys running on the road, I think that's absolutely fine. I wouldn't be thinking about injuries on that front unless there's an underlying overuse predisposition you know, like just training a lot more generally. I think you're going to run into those issues whether you run off road or on the road. I mean, if you're running 80, 90 miles a week,
it's a lot of,
it's not about that. That's going to take recovery no matter where you run. But yeah, it makes me nostalgic, Damien, because I remember how great it was to run in the UK all year round in fields, along rivers, and that's not possible in the US. It really isn't. So you've made me sad.
Richard,
I've made myself sad.
I feel your pain. People ask me, what do I most miss about England? And it is grass. I say, what? As you mean the smoking? No, I mean actual grass on the ground, just open fields.
Yeah.
That's what I miss. And
I always felt this.
But yeah, I mean, one more point I wanted to make was just with the terms of, from my experience that, and I know you did this as well, is that when I, you were running pretty quickly on the track, I still did many runs off road, and I just changed the emphasis with just that, those are my recovery runs. And they were wonderful. It was just wonderful. There's no pressure. You just go out and run for an hour, 35 minutes, whatever, 40 minutes, and just run. It's just so recuperative. So, yeah, just you feel so regenerated. Yeah,
it's funny. It sounds like we've had very different experiences, though, right? Because for me, I would go down to the track once a week on a Tuesday. Yeah, and every single run I did was in the park, and every single session I did was on grass or on, you know, gravel paths. All my long reps, we were on towpaths. I would do like an hour run and I'd do fartleks. And it would just be the track session that was on a hard surface. But
yeah, a good point. I mix up more. I definitely did. I did some sessions on grass. I don't know. I did it in the summer, especially. But more the winter. I didn't do many sessions on grass because the biomechanics all over the place. It just lateral movement too much. So I tended to do those on road or firmer gravel. But
really?
Yeah. I didn't do many. I mean, I did do cross country. If I had that spikes on, yeah. But I mix it up a bit. I think maybe when I got a bit older, I found I was picking up a lot of lower limb issues when trying to run quickly on grass. So I saved that for specific times. And yeah, so maybe, yeah. But I still, I mean, I mixed it up. I definitely did sessions on grass. But I always, yeah, primarily I looked at running off-road as a real recuperative, restorative, definitely in the latter, yeah, probably left.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think when I was doing cross-country, every single session was on grass. Or, yeah, it was in South Park, or it was in Casterbury, or it was, you know, Uni Parks in like on gravel. I don't think I was on a track.
No, I did. I tell you what, I did. I remember doing a Saturday session, the long, long reps on grass. Yeah, down at, so I definitely did. But I think I'd always do one on track as well. Not always, but I tried to do it at least once every 2 weeks. So, yeah. But definitely, yeah, when I got older, I didn't do many. I was doing more road or grass or hill stuff. I didn't do as much track. But yeah, super, Richard. I think we've covered off-road running. I think we've given it a good... we've given it some
pun,
good... What did I say?
That pun.
Covered
off-road.
Yes, we're covered in mud. Oh, dear, a pun without knowing it. Yeah, God, I said that's the one thing I don't miss is coming back with just mud everywhere. Mud in the, that is the cleaning. Oh my God, that was the one thing I don't miss. But I tell you, I'd definitely have that back in a heartbeat. I'd take that gamble. Cool, all right, Richard. Well, look, let's hope we can keep progressing, and we hope that we both have made some steps forward next time we talk. Thank you, Richard. We'll speak soon. Take care.
Thanks, Damien.